Right, talk about building. George Osborne, remember him, the former Chancellor? I think he's still editor of the London Standard, isn't he? Backs HS2 Light, this plan that I think Andy Street and Andy Burnham came up with, because HS2 wouldn't go from Manchester to Birmingham and the other route as well. But there was a suggestion that we'll be able to fund it. Bruce Williamson joins us now from Rail Future, a spokesperson for that particular organisation. So what is HS2 Light, Bruce? Morning.
Well, it's kind of HS2, which doesn't go quite as fast. And it's built using more conventional sort of railway infrastructure than what is proposed for most of high speed too so far. So
could you just put the mouthpiece slightly closer to your mouth, Bruce?
Sorry.
You're a bit muffled.
How's that?
That's better. On you go.
Okay. So yeah, it's shall we say again, it's a downgraded, slightly
it's
slower, slightly
cheaper and
version.
Slower. Because why?
Because the government is unlikely to find the money to pay for HS2 as it was originally envisaged. And I suppose if you can do it on the cheap, you have more chance of squeezing the money out of the Treasury.
Will it be better than what's there already, though?
Well, yeah, it will, because it's high-speed railway. And the important point is that the existing railway is really suffering from a capacity crunch. We don't have the tracks necessary to run the trains that we want to run. So the HS2 Light will bring that much needed capacity, but at a lower cost.
It's been financed privately, is that right? I heard Andy Street saying that with Nick Ferrari the other week.
I doubt it somehow. Can't imagine the private sector, writing what would appear to be a blank cheque. I mean, I think only the Treasury has the pockets that are deep enough to fund this. But it makes much more economic sense in terms of, the return that the economy is going to get in the longer term is much better than HS2 was originally envisaged. So that the Treasury ought to be minded to stump up the cash if we can find a way of borrowing the money, I suppose.
And very briefly and finally, HS2 will run all the way into brand spanking new Euston Station, will it?
It has to. It just doesn't make any sense to run it from Old Oak Common to Birmingham and by itself as a standalone. It just doesn't make any sense. It's a white elephant. So you have to extend it to Euston to make any sense at all.
Quite right. Thank you, Bruce. Bruce Williamson, spokesperson for Rail Future.